VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say Hurricane Milton will make landfall late Wednesday night on Florida's west coast as a dangerous major hurricane. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more on the last-minute efforts to evacuate millions of residents from a region still reeling from Hurricane Helene.
Almost every place on the west coast of Florida could get major storm surge.
Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida is strong enough to handle two storms in 2 weeks. Outside Tampa, Stephanie Grover Brock is patiently waiting for gas in case her family has to evacuate.
It's very anxious. It gets you a little nervous and just... the unknown is something that I don't do good with.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says if anyone defies an evacuation order, good luck.
Say you're in a single-story home. 12 feet is above that house. So if you're in it, you know, basically that's the coffin that you're in.
Tampa Bay has not been hit directly by a major hurricane since 1921. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. President Joe Biden postponed a planned international trip to Germany and Angola Tuesday to oversee the federal government's response to Hurricane Milton. Hezbollah said it targeted Israeli soldiers near a Lebanese border village with artillery shells and rockets on Wednesday. Sirens sounded in northern Israel Wednesday morning after Israel renewed bombing of Beirut's southern suburbs overnight. The conflict in Lebanon has escalated dramatically in recent weeks as Israel has carried out a string of assassinations of top Hezbollah leaders and launched ground operations into southern Lebanon. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. We bring you reports from our correspondents from across the world. This is VOA News. The Israeli military said three of its soldiers were